listen to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jamie. Welcome to the show. This is, we're having fun. This is my semi-weekly radio show. I had a streak going. I had a good streak going for about 5 or 6 weeks, and then I had to miss last week's show. I apologize for that, but I'm back, and I am the same as ever. If you're just joining us, if you're just joining us, welcome. If I'm just joining you, hello. I got some tunes lined up. So we're going to get right into it, because I actually have a lot of stuff to go through today. New King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Of course I'm going to play that first. Why wouldn't I play that first?
Yeah.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, 91.5 WMFO Medford with Crumbling Castle, a song that they just came out with last Thursday, the 19th, my birthday. So that was a really nice birthday present from the Giz, coming from their, I assume it's going to be on their upcoming fourth album from this year. Not their fourth album overall. It's like what, their like 10th album overall. I don't know, it's something crazy like that. Yeah, it's a real kick butt song, in my opinion. Wasn't a big fan of their last album they put out, Sketches of Brunswick East. It kind of felt a bit. I saw what they were going for with the jazzy stuff, but it was a bit too like uninteresting for me, in my opinion. And I really hoped that they would go back to more like the hard rocker. Like the R.A.W.K. kind of rock that I really liked from Murder of the Universe, which was their last album, the album they put out before, and Nonagon Infinity. So sounds like this album is kind of like in that same sort of universe. Read up on the King Gizzard universe. It's pretty insane. All their work is like tied together somehow. It's all related. They have like all these musical motifs and light motifs and it's pretty, and images. It's pretty awesome. So yeah, really dig that song. Super epic, super progressive, good stuff. Looking forward to hearing more from them. More tunes on the way, but first, an announcement from historicsummerville.org. HistoricSummerville.org presents its fall 2017 events and lectures, including the Ghosts of Summerville at Milk Row Cemetery on October 22nd, that's today, the Veterans Day Memorial at Milk Row Cemetery on November 11th, the Yankee Division in World War I lecture by Dan Breen at the Summerville Museum on November 12th, the Winter Holiday Party at the Summerville Museum on December 8th. Historic Summerville was founded in 2004 to promote an understanding and appreciation of Summerville's diverse historic resources, to provide for their protection, and to underscore their relevance to modern life. For more information, visit historicsummerville.org. That's historicsummerville.org. Wow, what a short PSA. I like reading the longer voice. Cool. Let's get back into it with a band that I kind of just discovered that I like. It's Parquet Quartz, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Sleep.
WMFO Medford. We're having fun with your host, Jamie. That's me. That was Women with Shaking Hand off of their debut, Women. One of my favorite songs, probably ever. So good. Fun to play on the radio. I play it quite a bit on the radio. You might have heard before. Before that, Eraser by No Age off of Nouns, a really great guitar and drum duo. Oh, they have a new song out that I should play, but I totally forgot to play. What a dingus. Maybe next week or today, if I have time, we'll see. For that, Parquet Courts with Dust off of their latest album, Human Performance, just came out in 2016. Yeah, I tried getting into them before, and their style is really stripped back, a bit too much for me. And then I listened to this new album, and it's less so, and it's more I don't know. I just find it more enjoyable. It's good. I like how they're not, at least in that song, they're not trying to do any grand metaphors and anything. They're just singing about how there's dust everywhere, and it's annoying, and you gotta sweep it up. And I respect that. I haven't played Radiohead in quite a while, so how about some Radiohead? 9.5 WMFO Medford.
Bye. crush me in the waitrose aisle. You can strain till your tongue split, pound in the underfist. We didn't say that it would happen, we never will. We didn't say that it would happen, we never will. Yeah, I can think of nothing else but this machine. I can think of nothing else but this machine. I'm in my ivory tower, I'm in my ivory. I'm in my ivory, ivory, I'm in my ivory.
real estate with Stained Glass on 91.5 WMFL Medford. We're having fun. If you're just tuning in, my name is Jamie, and I'm doing tunes. That song was off their latest, In Mind. An album I'm not a huge fan of, but the first three cuts, I think, are really great. And that song, I think, is probably one of their best. Definitely an underrated cut. Big fan of that. Before that, did I forget to put in something? What did I have before that? I feel like I forgot to enter it in. Oh yeah, Ivory Tower by Everything. I saw them live a week ago. I saw them live at the Sinclair. They were great. It was a Sunday night. So probably fewer people than usual, but it was still the place was pretty, you know, good amount of people there. It was fun. They are super energetic and fun, and I've enjoyed the band for a long time now. I've been a big fan of theirs for a while, so it was really nice to hear them live, doing their thing and killing it. They played pretty much all the songs I wanted them to, which is awesome, including that one. That was their encore song, and it was freaking insane. It was so cool. Anyway. And then before that, we had Radiohead with Body Snatchers off of In Rainbows. Yeah, great song, obviously. Let's move on. Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile have a new album called Lot of Sea Lice. And here's the lead single from that. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Soul around, I wanna dig into my guitar, bend a blues riff that hangs over everything.
I'm by myself and it's daytime, cause down under, oh, wherever it is I live when it's evening. You know I speed read the morning news and come up with my own little song.
About all the other things, like a big old ominous cloud in my periphery. I inhabit a high-pitched ring over things. So these days I plug them up.
When I'm struggling with my songs, I do the same thing too, and I crunch them up in headphones, cause why wouldn't you? You could say I hear you on several levels at high decibels over everything.
Dragon Summer.
Sufjan Stevens. 915 W for blah, 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 blah. Just proof that this show is really not for anyone's taste in particular. They, Sufjan Stevens with, what was it? Wallowa Lake Monster. A song from his upcoming mixtape, which has B-sides and remixes and other cool stuff from his last full-length album, Carrion Lull. So looking forward to that. He released this year. He released a live album of Carrion Lull, and it's fantastic. It's one of my favorite live albums ever. It's incredibly good. He really builds off of the songs, but in a really tasteful and enjoyable way. It's really awesome to see how the songs change and evolve over time. Before that, Over Everything by Courtney Burnett and Kurt Vile off of Lot of Sea Lice, which is their collaborative album they just put out. Haven't listened to the whole thing yet. I will do that. I like Courtney Burnett. Big fan of Courtney Burnett. I could not tell you one Kurt Vile song, to be honest. So maybe I got it. Maybe I should get into him as well. So I'll be probably busy for this next week doing that. I gotta bounce. I gotta get out of here. But thank you for listening, and keep it tuned right here to 91.5 WMFO Medford. One more Park K Court song to play me out. Bye. Sorry, folks, the automation is not working right now. It's being pretty weird, so I'm gonna see what I can do. How about, I didn't plan for this. Ugh, I didn't get paid for this. I don't get paid at all. What am I doing here? I'll just throw in another tune, just in the meantime.